Okay, so we begin Bamidbar. Bamidbar, the Rishonim of Bamidbar. So Bamidbar gets a bad rap of not having much talking about it. It's just a bunch of lists and things like that. Well, we welcome Alan Appel, who claims to be, at least this computer claims that he's listening in. But there actually is several interesting things over the course of Bamidbar Perek Aleph that come up. Some of it is revolving around why we're counting in the first place. So the... Okay, so the Ramban, right off the bat, the Ramban has an introduction to the book of Bamidbar. He has like two paragraphs of an introduction, and he says here that Achar Shabir, after the Torah explained all the Karbanos in the Sefer HaShlishi, in the book of Ayikra, Hidchil Atel Asadir B'Sefer HaZeh HaMitzvos Shenitzdav B'Inyin Oel Moed. And now it's going to command the mitzvos that have to do with the Oel Moed. And we'll see whether that holds true, and we'll see also whether what holds true with regards to this Ramban is something that comes up. So Ramban continues on and says, V'Neitziva Eich Tiyeh Mishmeres HaMishkan V'Kelav, right? That the mitzvos over the course of Bamidbar have to do with watching the Beis HaMikdash, watching the Kelim, not guarding it, make sure everything is okay, and how they should, how they'll stand around, how the camp will be set up around the Mishkan. And he says, "Einu doma palatrin shel melech sheish lo shomrin leparatrim she'ein lo shomrin." That there is no comparison. He's quoting a medrash, but there's no comparison of a palace of a king that has people watching it versus the palace of the king where there's no one watching it. Right? That's much more chashivas when the palace is in the center and it's surrounded by those that are guarding the palace. And this entire sefer are mitzvos sha'a that are commanded for when they were in the Midbar. Now we'll have to keep track of that, and also keep track of the following dynamic. What is the expectation right now? Right now, the Mishkan is just built and ready to go, right? Where are they supposed to be soon? Where are they supposed to be going? Israel, right? They're supposed to be on the way to Israel. That gets delayed in a couple of parshas when you get to Parshas Shlach. But they're supposed to be on the way to Israel. But the Ramban says that this book are specifically mitzvos having to do with the Midbar, not things having to do with the future. Now, there will be some notable exceptions to that, which we'll have to keep track of as we go through. Yeah? Okay. So, v'sefer ki yachel, v'ein v'sefer zeh mitzvos nobheges l'doros, zulasi ksas mitzvos b'inyonei ha-karbanos, shehidchil behem b'sefer ha-kohan, v'lo nishlam b'yuro, sham v'shlimim b'sefer zeh. And most of the sefer has to do with mitzvos that are going to be, are not mitzvos for generations, they're just mitzvos that they needed to know right then, except for a couple issues having to do with karbanos that should have really been in Vayikra, but they didn't have time to put them in. I don't know what that means. So if Vayikra was not that long, could have stuck him in. But all right, anyways, so we'll keep track of what that is, as well as the changing dynamic of the expectations with regards to Bamidbar. But one thing that the Ramban, I think, is trying to make clear is that Bamidbar is a narrative book, as opposed to Vayikra, which was mostly a law book with one or two, a few narratives stuck in. Bamidbar is going to mainly be a book of narrative. The microphone on. What? Alan's upset? Not here. Connect my audio.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, now Alan missed all of my comments praising the Jets. Oh well. So the Ramban continues in Pasuk Aleph. So Bavur Shapat. So what's the Pasuk Aleph? Claiming the date. So. So Bavur Shapasuk Bemitzvos Hashmita VaYovel Shamru Shayu Bar Sinai. So the hifsik that we've ceased discussing the mitzvos of Shmita and Yovel, which we mentioned in the previous parsha, Chazav Amar Kami mentioned again here that this statement was in the Oel Moed. Now he says Ki Chol Hadibros Hashir Hiskim Mitchilas VaYikra, like all of the other mitzvos that were from the beginning of VaYikra, that was given. It was a commandment in the Oel Moed, as opposed to where. Where would a commandment come if not in the Oel Moed? Mount Sinai itself. So the Ramban is going back and saying, by the way, all of Vayikra, that was all in the Oel Moed too, with the exception of Parshas Bahar and Bichul Kosai. Why Bahar and Bichul Kosai? Because it opened up with, these were mentioned at Har Sinai. So it was explicitly said at that point. But we've now gone back to the Oel Moed. Once the Mishkan was built, so that's where Hashem spoke with Moshe. That they mentioned in the Midbar Sinai to tell you that they didn't leave there. They didn't leave the Midbar Sinai until they had another count. as and then there'll be another count later once they get to the plains of Moab. So then you have to say, okay, what is the point of this count? Why are we doing this now? So su'u es rosh kol das Yisrael in Pasuk Beis. So take account of the heads of all of the das b'nei Yisrael, l'mishpachosam, l'veis ha'vosam, l'mispar shimos kol zachar l'gulosam. That according to the number of their names, every male for their count. So why are we doing this now? So the Rashbam says right off the bat, because right now they're planning on going to Eretz Yisrael, and what is that going to demand that they do? They're going to demand fighting. So, and from the age of 20 is when they're fit to go to war. So that's what the count is going to be for. Very simple. The Sforno says, so Sforno says, well, not exactly that they're going to have to go to war, but that they're going to organize themselves in the way that everyone's going to run away from them and they're not going to have to go to war. But it's the same concept, right? We're preparing to go into the land of Israel right now. And then because of the Meraglim, the sin of the Meraglim, you had another 40 years, and during that 40 years, the seven nations kind of built themselves up, and there ended up having to be wars. Fine, okay. The Or HaChaim adds in an interesting ha'ara here, where the Or HaChaim says that what is our final count? What is the final number that we have at the end? So if we take a look, if we get to the end of the Pasuk Memvav, 46, what do we have the number as? Shesh mios elef, 600,000, ushloshes alefim, and 3,000. So 603,000, v'chamesh mios v'chamishim, and 500, right? So 603,050, I'm sorry. 603,050. Yeah. Take a look. I don't have it here, but Shmos Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Chaf Vav, Exodus 38:26. Oh, Bruce, how do you know? An expert, you must remember from when we learned Shmos. What is the count there in Lamed? Wait a second, it's not Lamed Ches. What? Lamed Hey. Yeah, I wrote it badly. Yeah, bad handwriting. Lamed Hey. What does it say there? No. Where was that? I wrote in a pasuk here, and I think it's the wrong pasuk. Lamed Ches Chavav, or oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lamed Ches Chavav, the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. That's right. Bekala Gugolos Machziz Hashekel Hashekel. She's going to collect the beginning, 530. V'chola Aver Al Pekimi Ben Eshim Shanav Amal L'Sheish Miyos Elef U'Shloshes Alefim V'Chamesh Miyos V'Chamishim. Right, 603,550, which here also is Chamesh Miyos V'Chamishim, right. 603,550. So the same exact number there and here. So the Or HaChaim says, that's an interesting number. Why are we doing another count if we already had that? If we already had that count? And besides that, how is it possible? These counts are taking places at different times. That was immediately following the Chet Ha'Egel, and this is immediately following the Mishkan. So there's 7 months in between. So while it might not be that much time, there, I would think that there'd be a bunch of birthdays during that time of people turning 20. So what's going on with regards to those counts? So the Or HaChaim's answer is, what he thinks ultimately the pshat is that there is a difference between this count and that count. But then it turns out to be pretty miraculous or coincidental that they come up with the same number. There's a big difference. What's that big difference? Who's not counted here?
Sure,
Levi. Levi is not counted here. No, they're both are the same ages.
No, but they say 20 and above.
Yeah.
It doesn't go all the way to 100.
To 60.
Oh, it's got a 60.
Yeah.
Both
then we don't care about you anymore. No, we talked about that in Bechukosai, about whether we care about older men. We only care about the ones that go to first Seder. That was what we paskened. I mean, that was what we figured out. Did anyone call? Check the tapes. The Musser of from the end of Bechukosai.
But those are the ones that go to war above 20, so.
Yeah.
So if you're over a certain
right, so how are you getting to the same number? So the Or HaChaim says, yeah, Levi wasn't counted. So the number of Levites are the number of people that turned 20 during this time, minus those that died during this time. And there even is a Medrash that talks about people didn't die during this time. Why didn't people die during this time? They're in the middle of building the Mishkan. So the Medrash says, while in the process of building the Mishkan, nobody died. Okay, so that is the Or HaChaim. But keep in mind, this is the same number as before. Vas?
People only died in Tishrei.
Well, that's post Meraglim. That thing of people laying down and dying, right? That's a post Meraglim thing.
So what's his explanation for it? The Levites weren't counted.
The Levites aren't counted now. So the number of the net number of Jews increased is because 6 months earlier, when they did the previous count, Levi was counted.
Right. So
Levim are included. The Mishnah, he quotes a Mishnah in Shkalim that says Levim have to give the Machzor Shekel. They're not tax exempt. No parsonage for the Levim. So they had to give the Machzor. So that was done a count done. Only by the Machzor Shekel, the Levim got that. While here, they're counting each individual, the Levim weren't included. So there was a net increase of Jews during that time. Levim were counted then, they're not counted now.
So you get exactly equal.
And then it ends up being the same number, right? So that's an interesting thing.
The amount of additional births and the number of Levim are equal.
Apparently. Not additional birth, additional people turning 20.
Turning 20, okay, just turning 20. Over 20, about 20.
Yeah.
That number equals the exact number of Levim.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got a problem
so
with that?
Miraculous too.
You got a problem with that?
Don't forget the ones who are turning 61 don't get counted anymore.
Yeah. All right, so what time? This goes to 45 or 50? 55?
I think so. It's 45
minutes. Oh, there's a schedule here. 9:10 to 9:50 is what it says on the list here.
Okay.
So.
Pretty miraculous, right?
All right, so. Miracles are what we quote. There's got to be a quote about that.
How close the number of Bahurim to the number of Levi?
Yes.
That was pretty close.
Yeah.
It was only a couple hundred off or something.
Yeah.
But here it's exact. It's not like it's one off.
Well, we did have a... there was also mentioned in Bichul Kosai that the Torah speaks in round numbers. So it could be off by a little bit, I was thinking. But, you know. All right, so the Ramban also says tifkudu osam, that you will count them. So what is this counting? So why are we doing the counting now? So this is a famous Ramban. Ramban goes and jumps off here to cover also a story in Nach. There's a famous counting that takes place in Nach. Who knows who did it? Who did a counting in Navi? Anybody know? He got punished for it also. David did a count. So he was wrong for doing so. So the Ramban says here, you're going to count them. Inyan pekida zechir v'ashkacha al davar kaloshen v'ashem pekida sarah kasher amar. That pekida is not just counting, pekida is also a remembrance, a recognition, as we leaned on the very first leaning of the year. V'ashem pekida sarah kasher amar. That Hashem recalled Sarah, but it's more than just recalling, it's like valued. I need a good word.
Cherished,
but it's like, yeah, something like that. So pekida, so right, but it's a recognition, an individual recognition of each and every person. Okay.
It's all about Rosh Hashanah too. That's one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah
too. Ah, very good. Yes. So very good. We'll put that down for next year's drasha. So Lermoz Shalu Yisparam Rak Sheyitnu Kofer Nafsha Machzor Shekel Vehem Yeshgiach VeYedem Misparam. And remember also that Hashem commanded the Jews when they are counted not to count them by way of just numbering them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but rather to give them that they all would give in a Machzor Shekel, right? And you would count the Shkalim. What are we doing this way? We don't count Jews individually. There's some kind of prohibition in counting Jews individually. Maybe we'll do that on Halacha Day, that issue. But what?
Good.
Okay, great. So an Israeli census, is that okay and not okay? So Behem Yashkiach, Shul membership numbers. All right, anyways. So then what about David? So when David counted the Jewish people, he did something wrong. We don't know exactly what he did wrong. So the Ramban is now going to hypothesize, what did David do wrong when he did it? So could it be that he didn't take the Machzah Shekel? He counted them. Says the Ramban, it's a little hard to believe. Some say, oh, what did David do wrong? He counted them individually as opposed to taking a machzah shekel from them. But really? Like we've given plenty of Shemi Shirim have we given here about how Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And this doesn't require some type of deep knowledge of a book that wasn't written yet. This just requires looking in Sefer Shmos. Right? David knew how the Jews were counted then, so that can't be. And he says, even if David made a mistake, so Yoav would have corrected him. So rather, Aval Kafi Daiti, Ramban says, this is what I think David did wrong. Haya haketzef alov bavur shemanam shelo letzorach. Hashem was angry at him because he counted without a need. That he wasn't going to war. He wasn't doing anything that he needed to know the numbers for. Rak, why did he count? L'sameach libo shemalach al am rav. He wanted to gain enjoyment from the fact that, oh, look at my big nation. So he just wanted a number. He wanted to count his Jews just to get satisfaction. I'm the king of such a large amount of people. So that's inappropriate to count for no reason. That's a misbar levatala that he did. So that is complaint number one that the Ramban has on him. The other possibility, talking ocean of farsh, another possibility could be to explain David Siva Limnos Kol Ish Yisrael, that Hashem, that and it sort of goes along with the first one, that David commanded that you should count every Jewish male. Why are you counting every Jewish male? Right, so learning Ben Sholosh Asrei Shana V'Malah Shuish, meaning from 13 and up. Why are you counting from 13 and up? They can't go to battle until they're 20. They shouldn't be counted until they're 20. So David did also. So A, he counted for no reason, and B, that he counted the wrong type of numbers, which also goes along with the fact he was counting for no reason. Right? He wanted to fudge the stats a little bit.
He wanted a big number.
Yeah. 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 So David is criticized for that. Another thing that the Or HaChaim here points out, the Ramban will point out later, I'm not sure if we get to it, but the Ramban points out here, another value here is that he can, rather than counting the Jews, he counted, Moshe counted the leaders. I mean, he had the leaders, he had every Jew come. And there was, oh, I'm sorry, that he had every Jew was supposed to come with their yichus. I think Rashi even makes that comment, that they didn't just come by themselves to be counted, they had came with their sefer yichus. So the Or HaChaim says that itself was a great thing. There's a medrash that says, the Or HaChaim says, that the other nations of the world were jealous of the Jewish people. He says, why do they get to be brought to you and not us? So he said, okay, bring me your yichus books. Bring me your lineage books. Bring me your family trees. And they realized that they couldn't produce them. They didn't have the family trees weren't intact, and therefore Hashem says, aha, you see, right? The Jewish people have merits because they keep track of their yichus. Okay. The Sforno even continues this theme in Pasuk Yud Ches, where he says, that part of the idea of them bringing their ancestry books was to say that they're about to go to war, your ancestors should protect you. Meaning this is a way of invoking zuchusavos, the merits of parents and grandparents, is to bring them up as you go to war, recognize that you're not just fighting for yourself, but you're also being protected by the Zaydi and the Etta Zaydi and the Bubbas and everybody's coming to protect you along the way. And there's a Gemara Maseches Kedushin that says, Shein Hashchina Shora Ela HaMishpacha Miyuchesis BiYisrael, that the Shechina does not reside except on a Miyuchas family, that has their yichus in order. There's a Rabban also on that pasuk Yud Ches in verse 18, where he says, "Yaskir zurizus Moshe Rabbeinu mitzvah Hashem." It says, "Kol ha'idah yikil be'chad l'chodesh hasheni," and everybody was called on the first day of the second month, which is interesting because what day was this commanded? the first day of the second month. So comes the Ramban and says, look at the Zrizus of Moshe, that he didn't, we're going to have to do a census. How are we going to do a census? Let's get a census committee and we'll send out surveys and we'll get a focus group to test it on. No, he gathered everybody together already on that first day and everybody came. He says, by the way, it didn't finish that day. He says, therefore it says in Pasuk Yites, that was the place of the counting, but not on that day. But he began counting on that very day. Important issue of Zrizus. Just need to get started as soon as you can.
Question.
Yes.
There seems to be some sort of logical order in the way the tribes are listed.
Yeah.
Except for God, who comes right after Shimon. He seems to be the anomaly in the
Yeah, right. Why does God come before Yehuda? That's a good question. If you take a look at... Yeah, hear what you're saying. What is the order here? Where did I see this? I saw a graph over... I remember what I was seeing. But this Ramban... Oh, maybe it was actually while looking at this Ramban. The Ramban here sort of takes on the order a little bit in Pasuk Lamed Beis. The Ramban says, it's very interesting, he says, Hiktim Ephraim leMenashe, that here he has Ephraim for Menashe. He's mostly dealing with that. Yeah, the God issue, I'm not sure. I don't know if he has... Let's see. V'chein lematet bad galim, when also when counting the flags... Gihaya Baal Degel, because Ephraim was one of the flag bearers. And also he was the older one. Not that he necessarily was the older one, but he was recognized as the older one based on the bracha of Yaakov. Vodkai b'nei Ephraim Rav b'nei Menashe. Also there were more Ephraimites than there were Menasheites. About b'minyan hasheni b'arvus Moav hiktim Menashe. By the time you get to the second count in Arvos Mo, which appears in Parshas Pinchas, Menashe comes first. Why? Because by that time Menashe was more, and they got their portion first. Why that is, I don't know. Also, when they counted the Nesim of the land, also, Vayichas Yosef Alav, he came first, as the Pasuk says there, Perek Lamedal Pasuk Chav Gimel. Then he adds in a very interesting ha'ara. This is more of a shlach thing, but when the beginning of Parsha Shlach, and it's Yeshua's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so I've heard the first Aliyah, I don't know how many times in the last couple of months, but what does it say there? Aval b'meraglim hiktim Ephraim. When it lists off the meraglim, it mentions Ephraim first, right? Who is the spy from Ephraim? Yeshua, right? Yeshua was the tribe from Ephraim. So they're mentioned before Ephraim. Why? And not only that, but a couple psukim later, when it mentions Menashe, it says Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe. Whoever it is, is that Gadi Ben Susi? I don't remember which one is which. But Yosef's name is actually invoked with Menashe. So it mentions Ephraim's name, and then three psukim later, it mentions. And Yosef's kid, Menashe. What's going on there? So says the Ramban, Vanira Eli al derech hagada ki bavur hadavar shehivi Yosef alachiv yachas alav motzi diba. That was, what did Yosef do to his brothers? He spoke badly of his brothers. So therefore Yosef's name is invoked with his son that spoke badly of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Yeshua was the spy who didn't. So therefore Yosef's not connected to Ephraim, rather he's connected with Menashe, with that tribe who spoke badly. So there is a...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. You said Yeshua did what, please?
What?
He was a spy.
He was a good spy.
Yeshua was a good spy.
He spoke good about the others.
Right. And he says also, he adds in, Oshachal HaKavod L'Shneim V'Hayudai L'Ephraim L'Chavod Nesiyo. He says also that he wanted to give cover to both of them. It was enough to cover to Ephraim that it was that he honored him with the Nesiyas. And if he wanted to give, at that point, he would give kavod to Menashe as well. But you see Yosef being called to task for tattling on his brothers, which is an interesting point. All right, let's see if we pull in one more thing here from the Ramban. Several good Rambans over the course of this parak. Let's go. Okay, so Memhei. Hey. Right. So Pasuk Mem Hei is where the Ramban actually talks about why he did this, right? The Ramban actually says, "Well, Ivanti Tama Mitzvah Zos Lama Tziva Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu." Why did Hashem command it to him right now? Okay. Atzorach Sheis Yachsuz L'Shutem Bavur Hadgalim Aval Yudias Hamispar Luyadati Lama Tziva Sheidu. So he says, why did he need to make it so that we all know the numbers? I understand they have to be arranged in the right place, but why did Moshe have to know the numbers? So maybe it was Ulai Lahudim Chazdu Aleim Ki B'Shivim Nefesh Yerdu Avraseinu Mitzrayim Aviatahim Kachol Hayam. He says, well, maybe it's just to show the chesed, that Hashem, they went down to Mitzrayim with 70 people, and now they've grown to be the 600,000 plus, and that's just the men. Look at the growth of Klal Yisrael in that amount of years. And then he adds in another idea. In Bar Sinai, Rabba Rizi Kachmi, as far as Shemos L'Gugulim, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Limnosam B'Chavud U'V'Gdula, L'Chol Echad V'Echad, to count them with honor and strength, for each and every one. And not to say to each head of the tribes, meaning what could have been done, it could have been done much more easily if Moshe would have appointed each Nasi and say, you, go get me your number, and then we'll add it all up together. Moshe knew how to add. So we'll have a few auditors out there as well, make sure everybody's telling the truth. Right? No, you don't want to inflate your electoral college number, right? So we don't want that. But we can do it that way. Why did everybody have to come in front of Moshe? Ela kulhun yahun over lefanecha be'ema v'chavod va'atamonosam. Rather, each one needs to come in front of you with ema and kavod, with awe and respect and honor, and you'll count them. Hadahu dechsim. That's the parsha Moshe benesim shenavamal legugulosam. V'itakish nemar od ki ayazek kederach shamalchus osam bevom lemalchama. The other possibility is this is what a king does before you go to war. He keeps track of all of his people, exactly what how many they're going to do. But that third shot of the Ramban, so one of the reasons for the counting, A, just for Hashem to show chavivus, that I think was given by Rashi, because we're going to war, which seems to be the most pshat-oriented issue, which is brought up by, I think every Rishon quoted that at some point, that they're about to go to war, they're going to need to know. And then another idea that the Ramban brings up here is the idea that each one was going to come face-to-face with Moshe and get their own bracha, you know, they could say, oh, and how are you doing? How are the kids and the Einikluch? And how's everything going for you? They'll be able to have that face-to-face encounter with Moshe, which we assume would be inspiring to them and for their children, and would be able to carry them into the future and into Eretz Yisrael, which, again, right now, that's the plan. The plan is we're going to get this counted, and then we're getting ready for war and heading into Eretz Yisrael. We'll see how that turns out. Mir Hashem, as we continue. All right.